Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining me now by phone, we've got Oliver Willis, who is with Media Matters. Oliver, welcome back to Union Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Rupert Murdoch, Fox News heads are fighting over their coverage for Trump? Really?
Yeah, it's been really kind of strange. What seems to be happening is that there's a divide in the Fox News family over Donald Trump. Rupert Murdoch, who is the owner of Fox News, he's for years apparently not been a fan of Trump. He used the New York Post, which is also another paper that he owns. He's attacked Trump for years in that paper and made fun of him on their front pages in the tabloid. And he recently, in the Wall Street Journal, also recently went after Trump just for sort of being a blowhard and a know-nothing, because Murdoch sort of disagrees with him on immigration reform. Murdoch actually, strangely enough, even though Fox News has been virulently against immigration reform, has basically supported it, and he kind of doesn't like Trump demagoguing the issue, so he's attacked him there. At the same time, Fox News has been a pretty strong supporter of Trump, and they've had him on air often and things like that.
Well, where is this going to go? I mean, a lot of people are poo-pooing Trump and saying he's not going to happen, it's not going to work, so on and so forth. I'm not so sure.
Yeah,
and I, in addition to that, I think with the way Fox is playing games with the debates that's just going to exacerbate the situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's in a strange way, you sort of have these two conflicting things, like, what is best overall for the conservative movement and what's good ratings for Fox News. I mean, very obviously, the best thing for Fox News is to have this sort of crazy debate. I mean, people are going to be tuning in to watch just to see what Trump does in this debate. Mm-hmm. So it's in Fox's interest to keep him, the bubble pumped with Trump, to keep Trump in the headlines, to keep him, he's at the top of the polls now. Nothing seems to be able to bring him down. You have the sort of entire Republican establishment against him, and it just seems like he's getting, more and more support. So Fox has a vested interest in having him in the debate and making basically a spectacle of television. Now, it'll probably be bad for conservatives overall because it makes them look silly. It makes them look very anti-immigrant, but Fox News, when the divide is between helping conservatives and ratings, we've seen in the past that, like, they're going to go with ratings over actually helping the conservative movement.
Right, because there's more money in ratings than there is helping.
Yeah, I mean, there's, Roger Ailes has repeatedly said, whatever sells, whatever sizzles, he'll go with it. And if that means, a clown like Donald Trump being at the top of the pile, what does it matter to him? So you have this sort of divide within the Fox family. There has been some reporting that Rupert Murdoch told Ailes to back off on Trump, and Ailes, who's the head of Fox News, basically said no. Like, this is good for ratings. He's going to go with it.
Very interesting indeed when management and leader and ownership get into that dogfight.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It shows us a pretty strong divide between the sort of, what people tend to consider as the more serious business-minded side of the conservative movement versus the just sort of populist, somewhat xenophobic side of the movement as well.
Yeah, and my next question is if Fox News thought they could make more money reporting on puppy dogs, I think they would do that as opposed to...
It would be puppy dogs 24/7.
Oh, yeah. So long and short, this is capitalism at capitalism's pinnacle, and the long and short of that one is that's all there is to it. How is Trump taking this? Have we heard anything from Trump on this?
Yeah, I mean, Trump on the stump has thanked Fox News. He's called them out for, being very fair in their coverage of him. I mean, he's occasionally, hit certain figures on Fox. Like, he doesn't like Karl Rove, who is not a Trump fan, because, Rove wants the Republicans to win, and he sees Trump as a roadblock to that. But he's attacked Rove. But overall, Trump has been actually pretty grateful. I mean, he's the only candidate I can think of so far that's actually called out a news network while campaigning and, thanked them for their coverage, because he thanked Fox and Friends, where, before he started running for president, he had a regular call-in spot on Fox and Friends.
Right.
And that sort of has helped position him as a more political figure than just a, real estate developer and reality show star.
I'm wondering, has Trump actually had to pay any money for paid media yet?
I don't think so. I don't think he's run any ads. I think basically he's ridden the backs of his media coverage to get, you know, to get. I don't think he's put out an ad or, you know, banners or anything like that. I think he's just riding this wave right now. He hasn't had to. It's been, you know, if you don't have to pay for it, you know, you have other candidates that have been actually sort of paying to get into the debates. Chris Christie just recently made a big ad buy on Fox News to sort of raise his visibility so that he can get into, you know, the polling so that he can make the cut for the debates. But Trump hasn't had to do that at all.
Yeah, you didn't buy enough ads. You can't come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, geez. You know, this go around for me is just I'm watching how much Fox News is going to rake in on this, and I'm watching and seeing things that they're doing that they're going to have a direct impact on people's political careers, and it's absolutely incredible, and I cannot believe that the RNC is allowing this to happen.
Well, you know, in a way, it's almost as if they're at their mercy. If there's a partnership between the two, I would argue that Fox is the more powerful, you know, part of the partnership. If you look at the last election, where Fox sort of spent, you know, 6-7 months telling its viewers that Mitt Romney was going to win in a gigantic landslide, and if you'd only paid attention to Fox News, you would have wondered how President Obama was even going to survive re-election, let alone win, you know, by a decent margin. And you sort of see that pattern repeating itself again. This time, you know, it's just like, I think conservatives maybe don't realize that Fox is conservative, but Fox cares about Fox. And, you know, Fox
right.
doesn't really care if there's a Democrat or not in the White House.
It's yeah, there's only one life jacket, and they're wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oliver, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at owillis, and you can just visit us at mediamatters.org.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.